not strong enough. I need help if I am to have a chance of success. I gathered weapons to confront the awesome powers I seek to destroy. I purchased some of the finest gladiators in the Empire, killers of both men and beasts. But I know that such mundane items as swords and spears will not be enough. So I have gone deeper, searched harder, and learned many secrets. Magic is real, and I learned it could be controlled with enough focus. With it, I can cause great harm, although the cost to my mind is high. But if one aims to destroy a god, he must gather weapons that are up to the challenge.
The Legacy of Oris Lurko, Scion of Vulcan.
The second to last session with what was going on, because he sent me a summary and basically said I was tagging along and got the impression that some of you were doomed. But
he may have joined a cult. That's the last thing I remember.
By what I've heard, may have.
Cults are kind of time period. Straight up just joined a cult. That is kind of a thing we did.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a good cult, though, we think?
Yeah, it's there a good guy cult.
See, there he is.
They said they were good guys, therefore they must be good guys.
You gotta trust everybody in this world.
Hey, Randall.
Morning.
Hey!
Morning, Randall.
Are you recovered, Randall?
Well, almost, I would say.
Well, that's an improvement, so...
Yeah.
Recovered from being sick or recovered from planning the wedding?
No, actually, recovering from being sick.
It's going to take much longer for...
Yeah, exactly.
Careful what you say, because a lot of this is being recorded. I don't want certain people to hear the wrong thing. Like, oh, I haven't planned at all for that. I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
she's going to do it all. Oh, wait.
There's going to be a wedding? Who's getting married?
Congratulations.
That would be unfortunate.
Okay. If you cannot hear me, just let me know, okay? I will try to speak a little bit.
I can hear you. There's a bit of an echo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this coming from me?
Yeah. Well, possibly.
Well, I don't know who was originating it, but it was your voice that was echoing.
Okay.
That one sounded clear.
Okay, let's see if it is gone.
Much better.
Seems definitely better. Yeah. Don't hear it anymore.
Okay, good. Who do we have on the call? Let's see.
You have Arius the blacksmith for the first time. Coming into the friendly cult.
Awesome.
You don't know about that.
I sent you my character too, and I decided to get sneak since you said that was a skill none of them had, which may come in useful.
I have sneak, I think.
Well, if you think you have it, it's probably not that high.
Yeah, I do have it actually. Yeah. I'm totally the sneakiest member of the party.
Oh, you are?
Take sneak.
I mean, I'm totally least noticeable. I'm not sneaky at all.
Oh, okay.
10% the sneak. That's
you put two more points into it than the default, so you're the sneakiest of the group before I showed up.
I have 50%.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I've got some. I just never pass it.
I have 65. Randall said, like, yeah, sneak seems to be a skill they don't have, so I took some stuff off, like, Other Kingdom and Empire, since they seemed kind of similar. And
hey, I can ride a horse.
Oh.
I think you're probably the only one who can ride a horse.
Yeah.
I've got 50 in ride.
But are there horses available?
Well, I
don't think Agrippa ever got to use ride chariot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He never got to actually do his primary thing.
It was his highest skill.
You thought you were playing gladiator.
Other than he was murder.
He was in a race. And
that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. So I didn't use it once.
Okay, well, that's good.
Do you remember to check the skill off to see if it went up?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember what I did with... never mind. Here's the character sheet. I can tell you right now.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah.
People did.
See.
Yeah, there was something about zombies and fire. And
I don't think it passed when I don't think it ever got to the point where I could level it up before I died.
okay.
So I have also, my character's name is Alas Bagnus, but he'll be showing up a little bit later, I believe.
Okay.
Can you put it on the chat?
Type it up. So how to spell
I'm just getting used to. I don't use Skype a lot, so I will do that right now. Okay.
Oh wow! I thought Gary was Jonathan for a second. He sounded really like Jonathan.
No. We had this discussion already.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what happens when I come a few minutes late, man. I repeat it, so you're gonna have to edit that out.
Everything Gary is saying is upside down. Can't you tell the difference?
Yeah,
backwards. Well, Gary doesn't have a photo, so I'm just distinguishing it that way. I just heard Gary speaking. I was like, I just presumed that was Jonathan. And I look up and go, oh, that's Gary.
How do I change my name or edit my name?
Profile.
But
for this.
Yeah, oh my god, if the two of you keep talking at the same time, I'm gonna have to make a sand check.
We'll start to finish each other's sentences.
Well, see, the way you tell, Gary has a bit of an Australian accent.
Yes, a touch of the Aussie.
Just a touch.
But apparently it's British Australian, so
yes,
that's why he sounds like Jonathan.
So I should now come up as Aulus Magnus.
Yes.
Yes. Cool.
Okay. So let's do the following. Let's have you both introducing your character, basically his name, you know, what he does, and then we'll introduce the character in the game at some point during the session today. Okay.
Is that to me? Yep.
Yeah, to both of you, yeah. Basically, let's start with Shannon.
Okay. I'm Arius the Blacksmith. As you can see, I have a deep voice. I'm good at sneaking, as I already mentioned. I also have some good knowledge of the occult and surprisingly persuade to get good deals when I'm doing transactions. And I also have a surprisingly high dodge because both of my parents used to try and hit me. So I'd spent a lot of time dodging. And I also have – I may have the highest first aid just as last time for this group. But yeah, other than that, he's you know, standard Roman armor, big brawny guy. The picture of Boone seemed like a good choice from the Warlord movie for those who didn't catch it. Period.
Okay, my turn. I'm Aulus Magnus. I'm a Roman finder. I did post a picture through. I'm going to try to find it so I can add it to my profile. Yes, I'm a merchant class Roman who's now living in Greece. Meant to be meeting up in Delphi. He's a man who is fairly well... a jack of lots of trades, but not a master of any. Except for Spot Hidden. He's pretty decent at finding those things that are hard to find and using libraries. And he also carries... he does walk around without armor, but he does wear a gladius. And he's in his 40s. Okay. So, yep.
Old man.
Very good.
Yes. Yes, he survived, but he's been exiled from Rome because of indiscretions.
That'd be like 65, 70 today, minimum.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. Before we actually start the actual session, let's make a power roll. And I'm talking about the ones that are staying at Celia's place still. So that's Plama. That's Plama, Deritus, Decimus, and...
Is that a base power roll, or a...
Yeah, we're using the base.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember, it goes off degrees of failure or something, I think.
Power times one, that's a failure.
I just don't botch it.
I just do
94.
Botch it. 97.
And fail.
Yeah, I just fail with the 62.
Yeah, 80.
What did I do with my pen?
Start as you mean to go on, guys.
Okay. So I need to know who failed by the most.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Okay. So after last session, we decided that you were going to Delphi, right? So
yes.
We're still we're still there at you're still there at Celia's place before you leave for Delphi.
Yeah.
Setting everything up, correct? And then you go to sleep. And then it says you wake up. You feel a little bit dizzy. You are in a very dark place. You hear screams. You recognize those screams as Decimus. Okay? Right. You look at you, and you're completely covered in blood.
I'm covered in blood. Right.
Yeah,
lying. Okay.
No, that's... what's your character name again, Mike?
Solus.
Solus, yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's, yeah, Solus is the one that is lying on the floor covered in blood.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
These things happen. They just happen.
You
am I asleep,
you know,
then? I'm not awake, then.
Yeah, the rest of you are asleep.
Okay.
You have no recollection of anything that is happening right now. But Solus still there. Solus, what are you doing? You have a deep pain on your back.
Okay, so I'm lying on the ground, I'm covered in blood, and am I lying face down?
No.
Face up.
Face up.
I guess I'll roll over and try and feel what is causing the pain.
Okay. You seem to be in one piece. You don't have any cuts or anything.
Okay.
And you start feeling yourself, and you notice that the blood is not yours.
I can tell by the taste.
you don't have any wounds.
Mm. That's disturbing.
The pain on your back is kind of a muscular pain. Maybe make a sanity roll before we continue.
That's probably a good idea. I have that penalty still, right?
Correct.
No, I fail.
Okay, make a D4.
D4. That's 4. I'm on a roll tonight. this morning, whatever. Yeah. Can't tell what time of day it is. That's how crazy I'm going.
Yeah, you have no idea what is happening, right? Based on your experience, you feel that it is happening again. Right, that distortion that you felt the last time, and you are not sure where you are at right now. The place looks like a cave now that you know you have recovered. You're standing or sitting on the ground now. Mm-hmm. Are you standing or sitting still?
I'll probably sit up. Yeah, and look around.
Yeah. You are sitting on what seems to be a very dark cave, very humid. And you notice that the floor is also covered in blood.
I got drunk and went into some weird Magnemator ritual again, didn't I? Someone slaughtered a cow over me. I hate it when this happens.
Maybe it was cold and they were trying to keep you warm, Hoth style.
obvious exits. Any?
Not that you can see. You see that the place is pretty dark, but where you're sitting right now is kind of a small entry on what seems to be a bigger cave. So you will have to leave this small chamber, let's say, in order to move to a bigger place and see, you know, if you can find an exit. You're on a dead end.
How am I seeing? Like our light source?
There's a small torch on the ground.
Okay, I will pick it up.
Okay.
And leave the small cave and enter the large cave.
Yes, as soon as you do that, right on the exit of your kind of small chamber where you were lying, there seems to be pieces of meat covered in what seems to be clothes, and that's where all the blood is coming from. So that's another sanity roll.
Of course it is. All right, pass this one.
Okay. And as soon as you exit, you hear what seems to be like a thunder, like a very, you know, it's a powerful, thunder sound. And you hear Flamma screaming, "Die, you fool beast!"
So I know which way not to go.
And then you wake up in your bed.
Covered in blood.
Okay. Am I covered in blood?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you have that, you feel that, you know, strong pain, your, you know, strong headache when you wake up, kind of, when you hear Flamma scream, you kind of, it's like you blink and you're there in your bed with that strong headache. You have a little bit of blood in your nose.
Right. I have a dream aneurysm. Okay. I take one of my patent-pending headache cures.
Okay. It's still, like, probably 2 in the morning, so everyone's still sleeping. Although this time no one else is screaming.
I'm probably not going to go back to sleep. I'll light a candle and read or something.
Okay. Read the Testamentum. Very
good. That'll relax you.
I think I'm still trying to learn some spells or something out of that. I don't remember where I was on the book.
Yeah, you're still reading them, and I'm going to give you the same spells that I gave to the 82. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the night passes, and you know, the others start to wake up.
I do get those spells, or I am waiting. I will eventually get them.
No, I'm going to give them to you. So one of them was Bulk Brood.
Bulk Brood. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other one...
It's just called Healing Spell.
Yeah, it's the other one is a Healing Spell.
Healing Spell. All right. Gotcha.
Okay. So the sanity cost of the ball is 1d3.
Not too bad.
The range is Tosh, and the duration is instantaneous.
And that's the one that cures, or at least prevents the gestation of the worms.
Yeah, this spell calls forth a horse brood from a particular target.
Calls forth. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll get them out of you, all right.
Through the nostrils.
Yeah, there might not be much left of you when we get rid of them. But you won't have any worms in you anymore. I promise.
Let's make an intelligence times 3 roll.
Times 3, I pass barely.
Okay. Yeah, with the help of Jonathan, you can get the final details of the spell that you might be missing, and finally be able to learn it. Mm-hmm. In order to cast this spell, you have to take 3 rounds.
Okay.
See if there's anything else. Yeah, in detail, you don't know exactly what this spell does, right? So,
right.
First time you use it, you will finally be able to tell. Of course, it's going to be something good.
Of course.
Always.
All right, so the rest of you are already packing everything up, you know, for your trip to Delphi.
Well, the slaves are.
Yeah, when you say everyone, you mean Decimus and Flamma.
Yeah, correct. we do have Jonathan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the three of you, Decimus, Flamma.
Yeah, but Detetus. But Detetus is not going to be doing any packing.
Yeah. Decimus and Flamma, that's what they do.
Of course.
I'll tell the slaves where to put my things and which ones to take extra special care of. But...
He's coordinating the packing, that's what I meant.
Coordinating, as in everybody's, he's telling everybody what to do and they're all ignoring him.
As it should be, yes.
So there are two slaves?
Glad.
Yeah. Oh, there's more than two slaves. The
We're all your slaves.
The Empire
and Decimus are slaves that can kill people if need be.
There you go. They're your thugs.
They've done a great job of being the thugs.
Okay. You're still there Celia's place. By the way, Celia is not going with you.
Oh, that's
right. She said that she is going to wait for you to come back from Delphi and see what you can find. And then she will decide what to do.
Somebody has been remarkably useless this entire time. Somebody has to stay behind to collect the next group of player characters.
Tell them where to go. They went that way.
No, we have a cult for that. We don't need her anymore.
100% trustworthy cult.
They fight bad guys. I said so.
Okay.
Suddenly there's one of the slaves at the door. Apparently, he's talking to someone, then closes the door and goes back to the group and says, there's a blacksmith at the door looking for you.
Looking for who? Looking for me?
Yeah. Wow. Deitus and Solus.
What was his name?
Is it the Scion? He's come to us. Well, that's where he got easier.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah. Well, apparently those guards told him whenever he went back to the...
I'm sure the first thing anyone would do when seeing the long-lost genius inventor is, oh yeah, there are a couple of Roman guys looking for you, in addition to the entirety of Athens.
No, it's perfectly logical. Why would any other blacksmith come looking for us? It must be the Scion.
Can we talk about a blacksmith at his workshop, his old workshop?
Just a couple of days ago, you visited the Scion's workshop.
Yes. Didn't order anything, did we? Okay, yeah.
He may have new information to share with us. Let us greet him.
Show him into the...
I still can't remember.
Parlor. And we'll go and see who this is.
Okay. Are you going to the door? Or are you sending the slave?
We're sending the slave to let him in, and then we'll meet somewhere.
Send Decimus. Flamma might kill him.
Let me send one of the household slaves who actually has, you know, a degree of...
Etiquette?
Yes.
Manners?
So just few minutes... After that, the slave comes back with, obviously he looks like a metal worker. And Arius, you're standing there in front of the group.
Oh, so it's a sneaky-looking metal worker.
Do I have a letter of introduction, or am I just convincing them to take me along out of the blue, or what? Sounds like I had some...
You look trustworthy.
Before, right?
Yeah, you remember the first email I sent you, right?
Yes.
About the metal workers. So that's the information you have, kind of your main goal.
Okay.
Meeting with them. So
I feel like you should just sneak along behind us, shotting our horses' hooves, fixing Flama's sword stealthily in the night.
And
never letting us know.
But I did speak with them when I was an NPC, right? So they kind of know who I am. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I want to. Let's see if they remember you.
Introduce myself politely. Say I am Arius the blacksmith. We crossed paths, and I give the how many days ago it was.
Yeah, a couple of days ago, when they were at the science workshop. You were one of the men that were there working on the armor.
He wasn't the guy we had dinner with and spoke with.
No. Was he showing us around? Did we interact with him? And
no, I'm not that. I don't think I'm that cool.
Right.
I was that cool.
You're just there in the
background. He basically was there. He was around the workshop. Remember, you were waiting there for the current owner to talk to you and those of you who passed an intelligence role will remember him. From being
pretty
that
sure
place.
He showed us around briefly.
Just a plain intelligence roll.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Nah.
I roll a five.
If it was idea,
I rolled.
You rolled a
zero,
five. Still didn't pass.
No, I did.
0-0-0. So, I'm convinced I've never met this man.
You're convinced he's a scion.
And he's possibly some kind of, I don't know, confidence trickster.
Off to a wonderful start.
Or a Cylon.
No, Detritus Maximus, I remember this man standing off to the side back in the shadows. I saw him there. Absolutely, he was at the blacksmith shop.
Oh, no, Flemmer, I would have recognized a Roman. I pride myself on my ability to remember faces and names.
So. Oh, now I have to wound his ego or play dumb. I'll play dumb.
He looks like bow. A sneaky sort, if you ask me.
No, I'm telling you, I saw him there.
And I noticed Flamma doesn't have a lot of influence in this group, apparently. I'm staying quiet, watching them go forth.
So even if you are who you say you are, why are you here?
I pause as I say, well, I've heard things about some type of group that is formed.
Right.
We're looking for the traveling minstrels to house now.
I had a dream from the gods that told me to follow your group to help you. And I am low on coin, to be honest, as well.
But you're not helping the confidence man trickster.
really. But if you say like, "Hey, I had a vision and blah blah blah," people are always going to wonder, "Okay, why are you really here?" You know, they're not going to necessarily believe anybody can toss that around, right? Yeah. So if you say, "I also need the money to help with that," then there's sort of like the material reason too.
In Arius, you remember that you actually met the Scion in person, the Scion of Vulcan in person when he was, at the workshop.
I'll bring that up to them.
And you actually wanted to learn from his skills, so you have a strong interest in learning where the Scion currently is. You heard that this group is looking for the Scion as well.
Okay, I guess they'll believe me if I tell them straight out, so I will do that since it is coming through the GM's mouth and is therefore valid. Mwahaha. Do not question.
Can I make an insight roll then to see if I believe him?
Yeah, sure.
I have quite a high insight, so this.
This conversation is going on for 5 hours.
Roughly two in three chance that this will go well for the group. And yes, I pass.
Yeah, he seems like telling the truth. He seems to be honest about why he's here.
Well, this is confusing because I'm sure I've never met this man before, but I squint a bit and... were you off at the side, right at the back, in the workshop?
I cautiously nod. Yes.
Ah,
I am good at not being noticed when needed.
Well, this could be a useful skill. Solas, why don't we go and... discuss this.
Of course.
Well, we'll go off to the side, just out of earshot. Well, he does look like the kind of person that can handle himself in a fight. That in itself might come in handy.
Yeah, that would be real useful to have another big walking pile of muscle with no brains whatsoever wandering around.
What is Arius's intelligence?
Actually, my character's intelligence out of game is pretty high. He's just playing a very subservient role since Jonathan's character is something of a lord, and I'm a commoner. So.
And Solas is something of a condescending asshole. So,
Solas, it would be really hard to be dumber than Flamma and Decimus.
So. That's true.
No love.
Any conversation, I suppose, could... go better than one
right here.
We're off to the side. You can't hear us.
Besides, you're not allowed. It doesn't matter if you're right there. You're seen already.
Yeah. at the very least, someone who can actually sharpen our weapons and.
I suppose.
How about we offer him?
It can't hurt. You have another pair of hands as long as I'm not paying him.
Well, given we're being funded rather generously, I will offer him a paltry wage, and if he still wants to come, then fine.
All right, we're putting it on our expense account, not our actual payment. All right, I'm okay with this then.
Okay, then. We'll wander back over. Okay, Arius. It does look like we actually have an opening for a blacksmith. So, if you're willing to work for... I don't know, I'll say something stupidly low. I still haven't grappled with the currency system here. What?
So, do you give me a price that's just outrageously low?
Peanuts. No, literally peanuts.
You know, we'll feed you
peanuts, and that's it.
You get board and gruel, and a kind of paltry wage. Yeah.
Yeah. So already better off than Flam and Decimus.
Yes.
I pause and say,
above entry level.
If I was concerned about the wages, I might be disturbed, but I am here for other reasons, so that will be acceptable for now.
Excellent.
You can loot
anything. Flamma, show Arius where the rest of the...
Yes? The rest
of... you people go and do things. maybe you can help with the...
Ranging orders.
Certainly, Dedetus Maximus, I would be happy to.
Right.
Right this way, Arius. This is where we are packing to leave.
Ah, I see.
I turn to Solace and I say, I
didn't know Flam could talk.
Aren't any other strange hangers-on who are going to be pestering us.
Knock, knock, knock.
It's like The Hobbit. That's your service. That's your service.
Please, Mr. Frodo.
Hey, Hobbit here, not Lord of the Rings.
Sorry.
Hobbit's much better.
All right. So now that you are all happy and getting ready to leave, basically, you know that the city of Delphi is about 67 leagues northeast of Athens. That's about 95 miles or 150 kilometers.
Okay.
Off the coast, right?
You have, the roads here are kind of rocky, so you might need to rent a donkey if you want or two to, you know, take you all the way to Delphi without any problems.
On the coast. And we're in Athens, which is a port. I think it's on the coast anyway. I don't remember my knowledge of Greek geography is slightly.
I believe in order to get to Delphi, you will have to. Let me see if I got the map here.
Delphi is up in the mountains.
Yeah,
on the coast though.
Yeah, it seems like in order to get there, you will have to go through four cities at least. In order to finally reach Delphi.
Oh, right. There's that little... there's a little bit of land between here and Delphi. I forgot about that. I couldn't see it on the other map I was looking at because there were some city names in the way.
The city of Delphi sits high on the slopes of Mount Parnassus.
We could take a boat there, but we'd have to sail all the way around the majority of Greece.
Couldn't we just cross over that bit and then hire a boat to take us?
We could go to Corinth. Yeah, we could go to Corinth and then sail across the Gulf and then just, you know, hike up to Delphi from there.
Okay, up to you.
Is there anywhere on the way that we could actually hire a boat?
If you go through land, you can go, you know, there are four cities where you can kind of take some rest, buy more supplies if you need to, and continue the the trip. It's going to take a few days. You need to go through Thebes, Thisply, Coronia, and Charonia.
Yeah.
On the way to Delphi. If you go through the main land road.
I'm not entirely sure going all the way to... Like, the only city on the map I'm looking at that would probably get us a ship is probably Corinth. And that's kind of out of the way. Probably about the same amount of time. Cause
yeah.
Given that sea travel's faster than land travel, the amount of time it takes to get to Corinth sort of...
And hire a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might as well
take the direct route. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to do whatever needs to be done. So if we need to, you know, hire some pack animals, whatever, we'll just get it done.
Yeah, actually,
like you say, we're working on an expense account.
I'm looking at the map and thinking that the boat might even be more expensive.
Yeah, definitely be more expensive.
Time and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure
you need to go all around the Patrae and Corinth in order to get there. I'm going to send you this map, so you'll have it for the whole campaign. By the way,
okay. That'd be good.
Okay, yeah, after the session. All right. So you decide to go through the land.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you gonna buy a donkey? Take with you.
Yeah. Whatever we need to do, we'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's say that with one you're in good shape to go.
Why do we need a donkey? We have to carry our stuff. I mean, we have Flama.
Flama doesn't look that happy, you know, with that.
I'm not massively concerned with Flama, sir.
Silences everything.
Yeah, I can carry the stuff. Or I can carry you, so I cannot carry both.
We should get a pack pig.
I continue to plan Solus's murder. Silently in my head.
We'll take some of the household slaves as well. And
I can see the gears turning and the smoke coming out of Flama's ears as he tries to think. It's not a pretty sight.
Okay. Celia will lend you a slave to go with you. She has a deep interest. And you find the Scion at the end, so you take the road. As I said, it's going to take you some time to go through the 95 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, you kind of get to know better Arius.
Right. Yep.
So, Arius, anything special you want to do to make yourself, you know, to prove useful to the group on the road?
Well... I'll certainly help them with any of their materials that I can fix or improve or just upkeep. And I'll certainly want to talk to Jonathan's character at some point about whether he knows, you know who, assuming there's time for that.
Voldemort?
out of character, it's in the background here. It's Taris.
Taris, yep.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We know of him. I don't think
We don't know a great deal about him other than he referred to the Scion as father. They left together. We don't know a great deal about him.
Yes, in a dream I had, you were shouting out to him to watch out. And then I felt a strong pain in my chest from an arrow. And I woke up screaming. And that is when I remember that Taris is the Scion's apprentice.
Did you meet Taris in the flesh?
Ramble?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Yes, you, I have. You did. I'm acquainted with him.
He's actually he's very easy to talk to. He was very accessible. But he didn't have enough time, you know, to talk to you because,
yeah.
Staying with the Scion took a lot of his time and concentration because he basically needed to be like a proxy for all human interaction, you know, between the Scion and everyone else.
Randall, does Arius's description of this dream correspond to the dream that... we all had.
Well, his version is way shorter, you wouldn't be able to tell if it is the same dream or not.
Were you hunted in your dreams as you appeared to be in mine? See how I let that hang and brought it out at the right moment?
What were there were things. What were they, Randall? Were they like strange creatures, or were they people?
Pigmen.
Pigmen.
Pigmen, yes.
The spears, I think, and swords.
Well, then I will tell Arius that we were hunted by things that were not entirely human.
All right. I would shudder at that. Since he's a God-fearing, superstitious Roman, or God-fearing.
Anyway, I'll try and quiz Arius for information about Taurus. Arius, can you describe Taurus to me?
Yes. And so I'll describe him. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And does that match up with the dream that I had?
Yes.
Oh, that is.
So, question, Jonathan, when you're talking about these pig men, were you guys able to kill them with weapons, or were you like, oh, nothing works on them, or?
I think we were all slaughtered, weren't we?
I got away.
Well, in the dream? In the dreams?
Then we woke up, so.
Okay.
I think we had the opportunity to get a couple of hits in, but not much.
Yeah, the problem is that you were caught by surprise.
Mm.
There were too many of them, and there were a bunch of bad rolls. So,
yeah.
Just a few.
They didn't get a chance to actually prove any harm on these creatures.
I think Flammer still has a bacon phobia. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
That was only temporary. It has gone away.
Yeah.
But Solas will still constantly remind him of it at every opportunity.
Wonderful person that he is.
The gladiator specializing in beast hunting and stuff. Pig phobia.
So, with my conversations with Arius as we're traveling along, do I get the impression that he is actually, you know, an intelligent man?
Oh yes.
Okay. I kind of. No, I don't show it in any particularly obvious ways, but I begin to have a sort of grudging respect for this strange blacksmith who's decided to follow us around.
Do you tell me any of the backstory characters? Like, do you mention Kaelia or Valis, I think, is in our group right now. But there's like some other names here I'm looking at in the background, Hidia and some other people who apparently died. I don't know if those are like NPCs or previous characters, people. Yeah. I don't
well,
know if that
yes,
comes,
and
comes
yes.
up.
I, my comes my up, character maybe. Personally doesn't know, you know, didn't okay. really know the original characters that well.
There's some questions or details I could add to this, but until my character knows, I wouldn't say anything. So
I'll tell you about Hidia because, you know, she's who we're working for. I'll tell you about Kaelia in as much as she has been Celia. It's been helping us.
Didn't Alito call upon you for the investigation at first, or did that change?
That was another group of investigators.
That's another one? Okay. Totally different group.
They
got it.
They kind of all died or ran away.
Okay. Because Hidia, I see her further down here. But okay. Got it.
I mean, I'll tell you about the stuff that I know about Arius Lurko, and yeah, you know, you probably get in a fairly incomplete picture of what's going on before this.
Okay, because I'm looking at a December 1st email that was like a kind of a summary of stuff going on here, which went up all the way to Titus is deadly wounded and ... and then there's basic info. So I'm just looking at that. But okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of devil, Titus decided to stay at Celia's place.
I forgot he was tagging along, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. As well as the other sergeant you got, party.
Valis.
Valis.
Valis. Yeah. They decided to stay there, wait for you to come back from Delphi after you speak with the Pythia. The Oracle. Okay, so, you know, these kind of these are the kind of talks that, you know, you will have with Arus on the way to Delphi.
I won't tell him about the secret society, and I won't tell him about the testamentum or any stuff to do with Ihort.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway.
Fair enough. Okay, after going through all the other cities like Thebes, as I said, you need to go through Thesply, Coronia, and Chironia, I guess, before you reach Delphi. So Delphi is a center of economic, artistic, athletic, and religious activity. The Phytia is located in an underground chamber in the rear of the Great Temple of Apollo. That's near the center of the city. Mm-hmm. All of you make an empire. Let's use an empire roll.
Made it.
Yes, success.
Okay.
Zero one.
Okay.
This is apparently something I've heard tales about.
No, I fail.
Yeah, I failed by four. Delphi is the one part of the empire that Decimus knows anything about, I guess.
Okay, so it seems like the ones that passed the roll, you know, that the Delphi also houses treasuries for every major city in Grecia. So there are some buildings there that are filled with fables as well. These are the of the gods and places of national pride and nationalistic competition as cities try to outdo one another. Now, cities may borrow against these treasuries and are charged interest on such loans. In this way, Delphi serves as a banking hub. Also, you know that every 4 years, the city hosts the Pythian Games, featuring artistic and athletic competitions. Delphi boasts both a spectacular theater as well as an ancient stadium with seating for 6,500 spectators to accommodate the games. Because the thousands of spectators crowd into the city at this time, when you reach Delphi, it's not the timing for the Pythian games, okay? So what you will find there is pilgrims that come to the Temple of Apollo, merchants, but not anything related to the Pythian games.
Okay.
So, and that's where you are at right now. You're entering the city of Delphi.
That was remarkably easy. I kind of expected the trip to be exciting.
Let's find somewhere to stay, and basically set up a base, you know, some inn or
such. I remember the last inn you found. I'll be the one who picks it this time.
I'm fine with that. Perfectly fine with that. let's you know, we're, like you say, we're on an expense account. We can go somewhere a bit nicer this time.
I find somewhere a lot nicer.
That's very easy in a city like Delphi.
Especially compared to the last place. A lot nicer doesn't have to be much.
Yeah, you can find a place. How are you planning to accommodate the party in the different rooms?
Do they have stables?
They do.
Is they're going to try and put?
You really didn't need to bring any donkeys. We got a jackass in the party already.
If they're going to try and put me in the stables with the others, I'll just get my own room because I have some coin of my own. So.
Well, I figured you could handle yourself. But, no, you know, but we do have pack animals with us.
No, I'm saying if you actually offer to put me in the stables, I'll cover myself. But we'll see what you do. But all right.
The innkeeper offers the stable for the donkey.
And Flama?
No, he says that know, humans are not allowed.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure because I thought you guys were going to put him in there, but all right. That's good.
It's no good if he can't bodyguard us if he's, yeah, you know, in the stable.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah.
That's kind of pointless.
You know, I'm sure they will have setups for the people in there.
They can sleep in the hall outside our room. And,
I'm sure.
Yes, Solas, you may rest well knowing that I will protect you.
That's why you're sleeping in the hall outside the room.
And keep you from harm until such time as I decide. It's,
yeah, who's the real master? Yeah,
see, I am ensuring that you won't let anyone kill me because you want to kill me yourself.
He wants the pleasure all to himself.
I know what I'm doing.
Start it out.
Okay, so you find a place where you're staying today. Mm-hmm. Accommodations for everyone. And what are your plans?
We want to find a Proxenos. Is that right? I don't know what that is, actually.
Yeah, the Proxenos.
Elpidios. So, Elpidios?
Proxenos is... Yeah, Elpidios, yeah.
We have a ring to give him.
Mm-hmm. So Proxenu basically is a foreigner visiting and living in Grecia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on, one sec. Yeah.
All of us.
Yes.
Well, that was easy then. Here we are.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's not allowed to deal with the authorities, but instead must be sponsored by a local citizen. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, no, I got it backwards. So, here's what it is. Metics. Metics are the foreigners visiting and living in Grecia. Mm-hmm. Okay? A metic is allowed to deal with the... is not allowed to deal with the authorities, and he should be sponsored by a local citizen. Now, this local citizen that sponsored the metics is called the Proxenos.
Right.
He acts as an... intermediary between the metic and the local authorities.
Okay.
He's our proxy. Excellent. That's
pretty much convenient. The metics usually are taxed, you know, for living and working in Grecia, and the failure to pay these fees can even constitute grounds for enslavement. So it's good that you have a proxenus in place.
Celia?
That's gonna be this guy.
Oh, okay.
Video. Okay, it seems like, let me check, because Skype crashed on me. Let me see if I can read.
All right. So we got to find this Proxenos guy.
Give him a ring. So,
a secret decoder ring for our cabal. Let's not call it a cult. Let's call it, I like cabal.
Why do you want to find this person?
Because
he is our contact in Delta.
Also, the whole enslavement thing isn't very good either.
Yeah. we have...
Boy, it would be terrible to be a slave.
Okay.
They're like, what, 20% of the population in Rome? If not more.
Sure, I'm glad I'm not a slave.
I make sure I'm not between Flama and your character, just in case Flama snaps.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Maybe so... I should tone. What you're saying is maybe I should tone it back a little.
No. That was out of character. That was out of character. Unless you're reading my body language as I see him glaring at you. And you know you got an armed thug slave.
Plama won't try anything as long as Detetus is around. Once Detetus goes crazy and or dies. Then I might worry.
Yeah. Well, hey, you don't have to worry about that happening. I mean,
but that just... will never happen to poor Detetus.
Yeah. I mean, this is Cthulhu. You know, people don't go mad.
Yeah.
That's D&D. You know.
Yeah. Ravenloft. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a long campaign character here for you. So good.
Hey, Agrippa survived a good long while until he jumped through a burning wall of fire. While covered in flesh-eating worms to attack a spellcaster.
And then that didn't go so well for him.
Yeah, right? It was at least a blaze of glory.
Are you still with us, Randolph?
Yes, I'm back.
You back now? Okay, so yeah, we're gonna try and, well, I guess just ask questions. I guess
knock on the door, find the guy.
Ask the innkeeper where he would be. These people tend to stick in one area of town, et cetera, et cetera.
Do we just have to find any Proxenos, or is a specific?
We have a name. We have a specific name. So we.
Yeah, you have a specific name. So let's make a power times four.
Power times.
Everybody four. Or just everybody no, or just the
them? One, no, the ones yep. are asking around.
Okay.
I easily make that. I do a yep.
Power times four. I make that on the nose.
Okay, so then it says you pass the role, right?
Yes.
So it happens that the innkeeper actually knows his place of business. Mm-hmm. You know, he being a Proxenus and everything, right? That's kind of something he makes a living out of it. So he keeps a spacious office just across the street from Delphi's gymnasium, where he meets with the medics and his sponsors.
Okay.
That's not very far from where you're staying, actually.
Excellent. What sort of time did we get into town? Have we got time to go today, or?
Oh, you arrived during, you know, you left the morning, early morning, from the other city, and from that place to Delphi was not that far, so you're there by noon.
Okay.
So you still got like 4 hours of daylight.
Yeah. Once we're settled in, we'll head over there.
Okay. And you go around the city, as I said. You see a lot of pilgrims at this time of the year coming to the temple for Apollo, Delphi, and it seems like like, you know, it's the city is alive. There's movement. There are merchants on the streets as well. There are artistic activities all around. And you actually arrived to the place of Elpi.
Okay.
You see that when you arrive to the place, you'll have to, you know, meet with you. You arrive there. One of the slaves kind of... get you into a place where you can see them in those big couches they have. So you can sit three in one couch, four in the other couch. And actually, he passes around some water and some grape for you to have while you wait for the man. And then he shows there. He looks very, you know, his attitude is very business-like. He's very professional, and he meets with you and welcomes you to Delphi, and asks what can he do for you. Like, I heard you were looking for me. What can I offer you?
I'll introduce myself and say that we have been told that. You would be able to arrange us a meeting with the Pythia.
Give him the secret handshake.
And I'll hold up the ring and say, Macarius, is that right? Gave this to us to give to you.
Make an inside roll.
Yes, I make it. Yes.
Okay. As soon as you mention Macarius and you give him the ring, you notice that you bypass his business kind of attitude, and he looks at the ring, he looks at the whole group, and he looks at the ring like in detail, and slowly he puts the ring in his finger. He's quiet for a while. He's just looking at his hand and looking at the ring in his hand, and you can notice a tear coming out of his eye. He quickly clears it out and turns to you and says, "Very well." He closes his hands in a fist. "So Macarius sent you? Sure. You came to the right place. Let me take you to a private place so we can discuss anything that you that you need. His attitude changed. You notice that the way he addresses you is different, you know.
How different?
Yeah, like, what was...
Like the change...
By private place, does he mean private shanking you and leaving you in an alley place, or...?
No, he actually takes you to another office, you know, where more couches, more space. He asks for wine instead of water, and...
Oh, first class private rooms. All right.
You see him. You see him. Like with his back on you, he's still looking at his hand and at, as you know, looking at the ring. And then turns to you and says, "I apologize. I apologize because this is great news you bring to me. You see, I've been called back to service." And forgiven my previous failure. The society has reinstated me. I don't know, probably because you need my help with something big, right?
Yeah.
You are looking...
Yes, well, we want to meet the Pythia. We understand you can arrange a meeting.
Yeah, that's a little bit challenging, given the time. But I'm pretty sure that's why they sent you to me. And... you know, so I can redeem myself. Yeah, let me assist you with that. I will get you an interview with the Oracle of Apollo.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. What are you going to tell him about, you know, what are you looking for the Oracle? Let me first understand why you're here. I need to understand what my role is going to be on this. You see, by you giving me the ring and putting me back into service of the society means that I need to help you with more than just meeting with the Oracle. It means that I need to help you with anything I can.
We're trying to track down... have you ever heard of the Scion of Vulcan?
Unfortunately, no.
Then I'll tell him about the Scion of Vulcan. And that we, you know, what we know about his movements, and we've hit a bit of a dead end in tracing him. So, yeah. we've been advised to seek out the Oracle.
He has a shiny lightning box that we want badly.
Yeah, that's probably the reason of why the society lost track of him. I was out of service during that period that you mentioned, that the Scion, you know, they were after the Scion, so obviously they couldn't track it after he arrived here. But let's do the following. I don't know anything about this Scion of Vulcan. I will see if my contacts do know anything about him, and I'm going to assign one of my personal assistants to you. He is a man that I trust, and he is a man that I will easily get into the society now that I'm back in service. And this looks like this could be one of his first assignments. Obviously, he doesn't know anything about the society, so please don't share this information with him yet. This is gonna be more like a test for him, okay?
Speaking of which, is Arius just standing there with us?
I don't think I came along, so you don't have to worry about me finding out about that, right?
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
Though I am sneaky.
If Arius isn't there, then I will, you know, because this man is obviously a member of this secret society dedicated to combating these horrors from beyond space and time. I'll tell him about why we're seeking out the lightning gun and Ihort, etc.
Just killing a god, you know, usual.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's not around. You're traveling together as a group, so.
Yeah. So in other words, we're just bad at secret societying.
Well, I mentioned this to Elpidius when we have a moment alone. You know, I won't say it in front of those who I don't want to find out.
Okay, so Arus, you kind of hear that conversation.
Am I there actually? I was. Okay, I thought I.
Yes, if
they want me to be away from it, I'll be away. Otherwise, I'm there. Yes,
that's fine. I don't care. I think it's hilarious that we just like, yep, part of secret society. Here's our secret ring.
You sure are sneaky. I wasn't hiding. Oh, yeah. All right.
You're there, Arius.
I say, what is this about a lightning gun? And I trail off and look at them all.
Very hush hush. Secret society business.
I nod and wait to see if they give me more info or I go and huddle and away from me.
So, what is your approach, guys?
Well,
like,
we're members. Silence? So that means we can make you a member, too, right? Like an honorary.
Deputize you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, something like saying like a lightning gun, that's like a very foreign term in those days. So I'm just like, what? Yeah. What?
I think you would have phrased it differently, but I would.
Maybe a light spear or something like that.
Box which projects the power of Zeus. See how many more words that is than lightning gun?
Well, Elpidius.
Lightning spear.
Elpidius looks ashamed and says, apologies. I thought you were all on the same page when you gave me the ring.
He joined us after we met with.
He's new.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
He's a good guy. We've known him for a couple days now. He's cool.
I really hope that you are bringing people that you trust.
Yes, of course. And Flama. Oh,
slap. When are you going to die? I'm just counting the days now.
I'm sure Flama is too.
All right. Let me then call my assistants. I said he's gonna help you to meet with the oracle. He's gonna get you a place to stay. You know, I'm gonna give you the best I can offer. Because you have to pick one of you to meet with the oracle. You cannot all go together. This is a very religious, experience, and there's a process that we need to follow in order to meet with the oracle. So
I would expect no less, for everyone must face their visions alone.
So who's going to talk to her?
Oh, I send Flamma.
Send me. Otherwise, ass. Back talking the oracle.
Of course, I should be happy to go. Deditus Maximus.
Yeah. I would think Deditus is our, leader here.
What is this process?
You have to face the howling of a cat.
I'm sorry about the cat.
It's a bit
touched in the head.
So it's a cat, is what you're saying.
It is a cat.
There is a purification process, purification ritual that you need to go through in order to meet with the oracle. That's going to take a few days. During that time, you are not going to be able to have contact with your friends.
I'll look
at
Solace.
Now that I think about it, Deditus, you should probably not, now that I think about it.
Leave you alone with Flamma for a week.
Self-preservation.
Yes, no, I agree. Solace, why don't you do that? And I'll...
Very religious.
Do all those other things we have to do in Delphi.
Well, you need to understand that the oracle only does pronouncements on the seventh day of the month, and we're pretty close to that date, so we must hurry. We must, start with this process pretty much today.
Okay.
Okay? So in the meantime, I'm going to take the rest of you and, you know, find better accommodation for you. And, you know, I don't want you to stay on the inn where you are telling me that you're staying. So let's see. Let me introduce you to my assistant first, and then we'll take care of all the other detail. He goes outside, and he comes back with Aulus.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Greetings. Hello.
Greetings. My name's Aulus, and I believe it's Oppidius. I believe he's asked me to help you guys out.
So it would seem.
This is Deitus. Deitus is to meet with the... with the Oracle.
No, and, Solus is meeting the Oracle.
Anyone else wants to volunteer?
Okay. Okay, so Solus is meeting with the Oracle. So we need to make all the preparations so we can start the purification process as soon as possible, so we'll be on time.
It might take more than a couple of days to purify Solus.
Begin the purging.
Purification by fire? That might be faster.
Leeches, I think. Lots of leeches.
Well, we have a dedicated room where we can place them into, get them to start the purification, I'd say.
Enjoy that, Solus.
What? So, what is the purification again? Just yeah. You know.
Too late.
Out of curiosity. Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Basically, dude, in the next couple of days, you won't be able to see your friends, right? That's what Aulus tells you. You need to arrange a meeting with the priests of Apollo so they can actually schedule the meeting with the Oracle. The meeting with the Oracle will require that's something that you know, Aulus.
Yep, listening.
The meeting with the Oracle will require a sacrifice at the Temple of Apollo.
Okay. Any particular sort of sacrifice?
Purified one?
Yeah. You know, it's usually, you know, it's bloodless. And what you know is that usually coin works best in this case.
Solus considers whether this is worse or not.
Have you gentlemen have enough coin for the sacrifice?
Yeah,
hey, don't look at me. I'm already getting purified here.
Elpidius turns to you, Aulus, and says, "Listen, I'm gonna give you some coin to take with you to the temple, so you can start the process and meet with the high priest of the temple. Okay, let's make sure this actually happens.
Most definitely, we'll definitely make sure it happens.
Okay,
really answered me on what the purification entails." That's making me nervous.
Okay.
Well, as long as it doesn't involve cockles, I'm okay.
Elpidius starts talking to you, Aulus, giving you advice on how to approach the priests of Apollo, give you enough money, and also, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of reinforces the fact that this is really important. You need to make this meeting happen.
I'll leave straight away, if you wish, and go and make sure that the process is started.
You need to understand that these are not our normal or usual customers. These customers are very important for us.
I do understand that, sir. You wouldn't have come and asked me if it wasn't very important.
Indeed. I have high hopes on you to be successful in this task. I know there's a lot of pressure on you right now, but we need to make it happen.
Indeed, I will make sure it happens.
Very good. He hands out a couple of bags to Aulus. All you can see that, and then ask you to go.
I will head off. I'll head straight to the temple.
Very good.
Follow, you need suppose. To.
Yeah, you need to go with him.
Yep, sorry. Yes, Solus, if you'd like to come with me, we can get this started.
But I will.
May the gods smile upon you, Solus.
Okay.
Have fun.
And he was never seen again.
And there was much rejoicing. Yeah.
Especially from
so you trust this guy enough to give him a bunch of coin and just wander off. Whoops.
It's chump change.
Okay. As soon as
there's
they
no
leave.
Such thing. Says Solace.
As soon as they leave, Elpidius talks to the rest of you and says, well, as I said, I don't want you to stay on that inn, so you're going to my villa.
Oh, excellent.
Can I do an insight on this guy to try to read anything? I mean, he's just being a gracious host. I feel he's holding something back, blah, blah, blah. I made it by 15 points, if it matters.
Okay. Yeah, he seems to be putting a huge effort on helping you, right?
Apparently like the society put him on double secret probation.
I mean, you know, he wants to stay with his villa. I presume that's pretty common to invite people you have some connection to stay at your place. You're just being a gracious host. But I'm just trying to pick
his
up whether
it is.
That seems on the level, or if maybe something else is being hidden. A gut feeling of some sort on my end, as far as I can tell. Because, you know,
okay.
if not, I'm just going to go to the villa, obviously. So
other than a strong eagerness to help you and to make you feel comfortable during your stay on Delphi, you don't notice anything else but a huge excitement on his manners.
And I have no idea what that is about. So
no.
When I'm in private with Jonathan's character, I will convey that quietly. Probably not right now, but, you know, later.
Well, you will have to go to the inn and then move to his villa. And yeah.
So I'll tell Jonathan's character about that energy and whether he thinks it's, you know, just to see if his character comments or if he just goes, oh, well, he's probably just happy to have us there or whatever. So I'll just wait to see how your character takes that in when I share it. Mm-hmm. While we're packing at the inn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did an insight roll right when I gave him the ring, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've insighted the crap out of this guy.
Yeah, we're trusting this secret society because at the moment they're our only lead, and so far they've been helping us out, so I don't have any particular reason to distrust Elpidius, and yeah, I'm happy to see where he takes us, and you know, I don't have any. Plus, I have Flamma and Decimus to protect me if anything. Yeah, I'll be perfectly fine.
It looks like Arius wants to say some more, but he politely does not, and he just nods and says, "As you will."
Okay, so he sends some slaves to take you to his villa. You know, they take care of everything that you're carrying. They don't even let the gladiators carry any stuff. They will take it to the villa, take the donkey with you. And
oh,
once you are there,
get soft.
Once you are there, you will enjoy the next couple of days of one of the, well, for all of you, actually, is the best villa that you have ever stayed on. It has it's complete with a bathhouse, delicious meals, entertainment, slaves attending your needs, you know, giving you massages. You know, this is like vacations that you have never had in your whole life. Pretty much.
With all the X-rated stuff included.
I hope Solace is having as much fun.
Yeah. I didn't
cut to a montage of horrific trials and purification rituals.
That's
back to you guys getting like a manicure.
He's getting his nails pulled out.
Even Flamma and Decimus are you know, relaxing and
walking over hot coals. You guys are getting a massage.
Gotta take it for the team.
As it should.
Now, all the All the ones that have lose some sanity will regain 1d3.
Oh, excellent.
Do you need your say on the villa?
By the way, if it matters, I will always quietly barricade my door and other entrances because I'm a little paranoid over this, but just me. Just
okay. You kind of do it, you know, the first night, but the second day you start feeling more relaxed. You can still do it, but you start noticing that there's no need for that.
I'll still do it as long as my host doesn't find out about it. In which case, okay. if people start getting suspicious, or you know, one day they push against the door and bump my thing, then I'll probably try to.
Not a problem. You do notice that during your stay on the villa, this is the villa that Elpidius actually uses for kind of his top customers. You see wealthy people coming here and staying and enjoying the same accommodations as you are.
Well, if I have nothing better to do, I'll try to pick up some clients for my blacksmithing, you know.
These people probably, you know, have people to go find them blacksmiths.
Yes, I know that, but still, it's kind
probably
of
never
hard.
Seen a blacksmith before.
It's kind of hard to pass it up, right? Might as well try. But, yeah, that's just flavor, so...
Also, your workshop is like 4 cities away.
Doesn't matter. I could have a chain. You stay out of this. You're just jealous because you're
like
suffering.
Blacksmiths.
Right now. Arius's chain.
Beritus, you kind of notice that. You kind of notice Arus going around offering his, and people start giving him like strange looks. Like,
I actually have a very high persuade as an FYI. That's one of the reasons I'm doing it, just so you know. My persuade's like 50 or 60 or something like that. So
you call that a high persuade, eh?
In Cthulhu?
Well, we'll have you know.
In Cthulhu, that's a high persuade for a beginning character.
Yeah, it's easy for you to tell that after one or two tries, your offerings are not very well received. Instead, you're getting that look like a commoner here.
Yeah.
And they kind break that conversation with you.
Yeah, more importantly, I want to see how the host handles this. Is he still enthusiastic when I run into him? Or does he seem like, you know, getting some negative energy?
No, he's perfectly fine, but you quietly disappear.
Is he still the same, Randall, or is he like...
Yeah, he's still the same, but he approaches you and says, you know, these men that come to the villa are usually used to deal with people of, let's say, different positions in society. I don't want you to feel bad about this. This is pretty common. I just want you to relax and enjoy to stay here, but try to avoid approaching them because.
Okay, now after that, I am no longer going to barricade my door because if he was weird, like I thought he might be, he wouldn't have done what he just did and chastised me. So that makes me feel better.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not telling him or the other people that, but that's internally how my character is taking it because I thought this guy was his enthusiasm was a little unsettling to me, that's all. So now I'm feeling, okay, he's acting like a normal Roman would with class distinctions between patricians and plebs. So I say, yes, I got a bit enthusiastic. I apologize. I will relax more.
Not a problem. And I don't mean to offend you or anything, but that's just the, you know, the way it is. So just if you are in need of a job or something like that, maybe we can work it out. I don't know. But come to me instead, okay?
Yes, thank you.
He leaves you there relaxing on the bad house.
Okay.
And let's go to Aulus and Solus. So you both arrived to the Temple of Apollo that same day that you left.
Yes.
And there are five priests that you need to convince that you need to have a meeting with the Oracle in such urgency. One of them says to you, Aulus, oh, it's a little bit late for such a meeting. There's a lot of people on the line.
They have come here. Their gods have sent them here to speak to the Epiphany of Apollo for the fact of some grand scheme. We must bow to the wishes, the gods' wishes.
Well, as I said, the timing is not the best. What is your sacrifice to the temple?
Pull out the bags and hand him the bags. This should be the start of the initial part of the sacrifice to Apollo.
You see that the five priests kind of look at the offering. They start kind of talking to each other quietly. You cannot hear what they are saying. The room is a big room. There are guards at each side of the place. You're in the middle of the place, standing there. The five priests are kind of sitting on the higher level. They're sitting, all of them, on the it's like a have you seen, and I don't know how to describe it in English. Have you seen this kind of like a stadium, you know?
Like I think I know what you're talking about. Like almost like the old Senate rooms, where you have your raised levels.
Exactly. That's what you're seeing here. So you're there in the lowest level, and they're kind of on the higher level, talking to each other. And
this gentleman is willing to start his purification straight away.
They look at the offering again. And one of them says, well, we can tell by your sacrifice that you are not in such a need or rush to meet with the Pythia. Maybe you can wait for the next month.
As I said, this is just the initial payment for the sacrifice. It is not the full sacrifice.
The other bags is on the way.
We weren't able to bring it all straight away.
Okay, you were actually given two bags because...
I did bring out both bags.
Okay, so you put down bag? Or
give them one bag, and then you give them the other bag.
I'll give them the other bag, yes. Okay. How about this?
Okay.
There you go.
When you put the other bag on...
Sorry, please, the great God of Paul.
On the sacrifice plate, he's taken back to the priest, and they look at it and says... Very well. We see that you are actually willing to meet with the Oracle this month. So your sacrifice is worth the presence of the Oracle. So we will arrange to meet him for you and your friend.
I thank you. And as I said, he will start his purification straight away to make sure he is ready for the meeting.
Yes, we will now take your companion to the purification process so he can be ready for his meeting with the Oracle.
Yep, well, I'll nod to Solas. If you wish to go with these gentlemen, you can start your purification.
No turning back now, as they say.
Indeed not. I will let the others know that you have been accepted.
Good day to you, Aeolus.
I shall see you soon.
Okay, so in that moment, Solas, you are taken to a different chamber. You are being led by another priest, not one of the five that you were talking to previously. This priest look kind of younger. His name is Atom. You know, he's Atom. Yeah, he's dark hair, serious nature, and he is with you like everywhere. He's going to start guiding you through the series of rituals meant to purify you, you know, before this meeting. Aulus, you can go back to Elpidius now and tell him that you were successful on arranging the meeting with the Oracle. So during the next few days until the meeting with the Oracle takes place, Solus. You're going to go through a series of rituals that will strengthen your mind, kind of do a cleansing of the body. They include a strict diet, okay. Abstention from all vices, okay. A lot of meditation
Solus
and prayer.
Solus is not going to like that.
And enemies.
These are medicinal, I swear.
You're
everything's
going
to be fine.
You're giving, you know, clothes to your stay at the temple. You're not allowed to keep anything that you brought with you. So all you have is the clouds and the sandals were given to you for the meeting.
I'd make sure that I'd take them all back, all his stuff back to the place.
Okay.
No, you'll leave it in the box that they have here so I can have it when I leave.
Well, unfortunately, you are not there, Solus. So they kind of give it back to Aulus.
Damn it.
These rituals are taking a lot of your energy. They take between 10 to 12 hours per day to complete, you know.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, during this time, you are pretty much staying in a special apartment next to the Temple of Apollo. And you're not allowed any contact with any other human but Aten. Okay? You don't see anyone else around you. Like, Aten is the only person you'll see in the next 3 days are the ones remaining for the meeting. The diet is pretty rough. You're pretty much eating only soup, water, vegetables, and no meat, any sort of meat. You're not allowed to eat any sort of meat. But, you know, this is a very intense period of religious observance. How religious are you, by the way?
Solus is, he's a Christmas and Easter kind of, kind of ancient Roman. Well, only not the Christianity part, the
nope.
Roman
Mithras.
Pantheon.
Mithrasmas.
Yeah, whatever their equivalent of.
Very well, although you don't quite recognize the power of Apollo. You kind of take the time to meditate and you know, revisit your god or gods. I don't quite know, honestly. I believe Mithras is. Mithras also has
Roman gods, so.
Yeah.
He respects them. Yeah. He believes in them, but he's just not super, you know, observant of all things that he probably should be.
Very well. So this process is being a little bit painful for you.
Oh, definitely. He'd hate it. He'd hate every moment of it.
So instead of a full reward, you're going to get only 1d2 for sanity.
Okay. That will be 2.
Okay.
Better than that.
Very good. So at some point, let's go back to Aulus in the meantime.
Yeah.
So Aulus... You suddenly meet with Elpidius. He's very happy, excited that you were able to ground the audience with the Oracle.
Yep, and I'll give him the stuff, the clothing and everything, to make sure to be ready to be given back to Solus for when he's finished his period.
Okay, we'll send those to the Editus. I need to talk to you. I have a bigger offer. Thank you. then he starts telling you about all those times that, you know, he were not present on the office, so you needed to take charge of the office. He explains to you that it was for things that were even more important than what you're doing here. And he says, I hope that you're the man that I have learn to trust, and that my trust won't be betrayed. Everything I will say now should never leave this room. And,
indeed, indeed, I would never repeat anything that we talk about.
Well, then he starts telling you about how he belongs this society. It's kind of a hidden society. It is called the Hidden Shield Society, actually. They move in the shadows of the Empire, protecting the Empire and the people from different creatures and gods that the Romans know anything about, except the ones that do know and work for these gods and creatures. And I'm willing to make you an offer to be part of that society, Aulus.
Indeed. It sounds like an honor. I would be privileged to help you out as part of the society.
Well, you need to understand that this will mean, you know, you might even need to sacrifice your life to this society, you know, to me and my brother. It has happened before. I will be willing to sacrifice my life for you as well, but we will work for a greater good.
Indeed, I will sacrifice myself for the greater good. To protect you, as you know, I've always been there to help protect you.
Very good.
Nonsense wasn't part of Solace's initiation. I am the greater good.
.com.
Well, he now tells you a story. You remember a few people that the last trip that Elpidius took, he went with some people. When he came back, he was not the same man. He told you that time that you know, the band, the group was assaulted, and that pretty much everyone was killed. The truth is that they were an operation against one of these creatures. This creature is what is called kind of a spawn of a creature called Chop Nigura, and unfortunately, it ended up being resulting on death of all my companions. So
that is horrible.
That strength damage is brutal. Hmm.
It is, and this is the kind of things that we might need to face in the future.
Well, I'll be here by my side. My Gladius will be yours.
So then he takes you to pronounce a small oath, you know, offering loyalty to the society and to the people of Rome, and hands out the ring that you have seen before, and one that you have never, you know, it's been a while since you haven't seen him wearing that ring, but it's exactly the same ring that he has.
Oh, it looked privileged as I take the ring.
Very good.
Did we get rings?
No.
No, you didn't.
We're just junior members. Yeah, like temporary honorary card holders.
Yeah, the ring you got is the image of a shield emblazoned with a laurel crown.
Well, I'll take it and have a look at it, and then is he actually wearing his ring at the moment, or?
Yes, and it's the same ring that you have.
Yeah. So put it on. I thank
whatever
you.
Whatever you do, don't twist it that way.
Okay. So yep. Your first assignment will be to make sure that they, you know, after they talk to the Oracle, they're able to get to the place where they want to go. I'm still not clear about that yet, but I'm pretty sure that if we were assigned this task, is because they are after something being. So help them to find this sign of Vulcan they are looking for. Okay?
Indeed, I'll help them to find this guy on Vulcan.
Okay. He gives you a big hug, and we're brothers now, he says.
I'll hug him back.
Very good. So he ends the meeting with the, you know, with Elpidius, and you can go back to see if the others that are taking kind of vacations on his villa are okay, and if they need anything else.
I will do that. I'll head to the villa.
Are you guys good for some 20, 25 minutes more?
Sure.
2 hours. Do we cut it here and start next session?
I can keep going if people want, but I'm good stopping too.
That would be the
Yeah, I'm
that would be the max for me. Would be about 30 minutes because that will make it 4 o'clock, 4 a.m.
Yeah, oh. I have some stuff I have to do later, but I should be good for another 30 minutes tops.
Okay, so who cannot make it, or if you guys want, we can stop here and meet next Sunday. That's okay. This is a good point to stop it.
I said I can do another 30 minutes,
and okay. I can do 30 more minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jim, you're good also?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, good. Okay, so back to Solus.
Yes.
After this whole process, on the day of the oracle pronouncements, you're brought to the temple, the main temple of Apollo, right? There's a lot of pomp and ceremony in order to take you there. Take you and all the other ones are taking, you know, they're going to talk to the oracle. All
right.
And at this point, Aulus, you're allowed to go back to his side. So This is kind of on a tight schedule. So You kind of rejoin him.
Okay, I'll head to his side. I take it I'm not allowed to be too close to him because he's been purified, but I'll be nearby so he knows that I'm there.
Okay. You're bringing with you a black ram in the prime that was needed for this part of the ceremony, okay?
Okay.
It's part of the ritual. Okay. So you're finally able to see Aulus, you know, after you know, a few days where Atom was your only contact, Solus. And
Solus, it's good to see you again. I take it hasn't been too bad?
It was purifying.
Indeed. Well, the worst is over. And you see me standing there with a ram.
Nice ram got there.
Yeah, you will have to sacrifice the ram on the watching eyes of Apollo to finish the purification ritual.
Well, you know, pull my, yep.
You have been previously instructed on how to do it and everything, so.
Well, then I'll pull my knife and follow the ritual and sacrifice this ram to Apollo.
Hey, watch the splatter. I just got purified here.
It's part of the purification.
You see that the five priests that were with you before on the first day are there again. They kind of nod approvingly, accepting the sacrifice, and you're taken to a different chamber underground, Solus. Leaving Aulus behind, you know that this is the chamber at the back of the temple, where you are to meet with the oracle.
All right.
When you enter the underground chamber, you notice kind of a sweet smell of vapor on the air. What's your calm?
So remember when I said as long as I didn't have to make any con rolls. Everything would be okay. My con is 8.
Oh, you're worse than me.
Okay. So you kind of, as soon as you enter the chamber, you start feeling a little bit lightheaded, a little bit euphoric, you know? You've been there breathing this vapor for several minutes now.
This is even better than my medicinal herbs.
You're alone in that chamber. The atom that took you to this chamber is waiting outside for you. There's kind of a screen in the middle of the room. At the other end of the room, you can tell the silhouette of a woman. She is an adult woman, you know, not a teenager or anything like that. And then you kind of hear her taking like a deep slow breath and says, "I am the Pythia, voice of Apollo. Speak to me your question." Her voice is kind of clear, but kind of careworn. And she kind of goes silent there, waiting for you to ask.
"I seek the scion of Vulcan. How might I find him?"
Then goes one of the strange conversations that you have ever had with any other person on this planet, right?
Okay.
You kind of hear her talking, you know, the words and phrases don't seem to be related, and she is going to offer the following information to you in your kind of lightheaded state, okay?
Okay.
You kind of hear that her voice kind of changes with each pronouncement, and she says, "It sees you. It sees you coming, but he does not care. There are no surprises among gods or titans." And she stops. Then kind of starts talking. You cannot identify the words. And then says, "That which you seek is gone. It's gone beyond reach. Gone beyond time. Yet closer." And you realize. Then there's a long silence again. "A betrayer acts three times too close to a circle. Wait for the final knife thrust."
Could you repeat that one, please?
Yeah. "Wait for the final knife thrust."
The whole thing.
Thrust. Oh. A betrayer acts three times too close a circle.
Acts or asks?
Act three times. Okay. To close a circle. "Wait for the final knife thrust." Then she starts mumbling something. And then her voice changes again, raising, "Sons pay for the crimes of fathers until peaks are brought to slaughter and goats return to the pasture. The harder you seek the Scion, the harder he will be to find. Take wine, have conversation, enjoy life. Seek a symposium in Delphi, the best you can find. And look not for the sign of Vulcan. Only then will your path be made clear."
Best oracle ever. Go to a party, get drunk.
And then finally, and this is, you cannot tell by the screen that is separating you from the oracle, but you can tell that she goes very attentive. When she was talking, she was kind of looking towards the wall. Now you can tell that she is facing you and says, "Death comes to us all, accepted as the price of entry. Only through death will you know life, and the dead know vengeance. Death need not be an ending, only a different beginning."
Agrippa's alive! No. Never did find
if
his
he
body.
He is. He's going to be real ugly.
Suddenly the oracle goes very silent. She's not muttering any words again. And finally says, she kind of stands. She was sitting on a stool. She kind of stands now and says, "Go, champion of Arius, and face that from which mortals flee." Then, at this point, you can hear Atom entering the room and leading you outside.
Why would I be the champion of a blacksmith?
Well, that one went over your head.
Hey, those volcanic vapors, man.
Okay, so I will send you the pronouncements via email so you can all have them. Okay?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. Just been trying to write them down.
So. Yeah, I tried to write them down too, and I was like, I'll just have him send them to me later.
Okay. So you're led outside the Temple of Apollo, mm-hmm. Where Aulus is eagerly waiting for you. Aulus, you see him coming.
Well, oh. Wait,
he looks as if he's a bit drunk.
I will make sure to sidle next to him and give him my arm for support.
What's up, Alice? How's it going?
I hope it all went well.
Everything is fantastic.
Can you remember anything that was just said? That's the more important thing.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what we have to do.
Well, if you wish to come with me, I will take you back to the others.
Great.
I take it there's nothing else here.
Which one of you am I going with?
With this one, and I grab your arm. Randall, is there anything else that we have to do?
You're good to go. You're good to take Solos back with you.
Yeah, well, I'll take Solos and make sure that... make sure he doesn't have to walk too much, make sure to have organized some transport so he's not sleeping.
After some fresh air, he's back to, you're back to yourself, Solus. It's kind of, meeting with the Oracle was, kind of mess with your head a bit. She definitely needs to be divine.
So I take it she told you all you needed to know?
Yes, I think so. Some of it was very strange.
Opedius has filled me in with a bit, a lot more information about your journey here.
Oh, good. Did you pass your secret society test?
Indeed, I have. I even got my ring.
Hey, I didn't get a ring.
Well, you're not a member.
I am a member. The nice man in Athens said I was.
Sorry, we didn't do that.
All right, so you go back to Villa?
Yes.
With the rest of them, right?
Yep. Where he sees Flammer probably laying out there, being oiled by a young maid.
Slave boy.
Boy or girl, depending on Flammer's.
That's exactly what he sees. Like, as soon as you enter Solus, you see them, they're all there relaxing, having the time of their lives. Some of them are actually drunk, but, they look relaxed. You know, there's a lot of wine around. Actually, you're served with some wine.
Oh, Flamma, it's good to see you. I have to say, while I was being purified, it was a deeply spiritual experience. I realized just how cruel I've been to you, and I just really wanted to say I'm sorry, I can't say that with a straight face.
That's okay. Everything in its good time, Solus. You look, may I say that you look purer than you did before.
Yeah. So, who wants to go get drunk and have some big, juicy steaks?
You look the same to me.
Seriously. Let's get drunk and have some, pretty much all the meat, all the... Well, I think I'll have a whole lamb. That's what I want.
I think that can be arranged. Did you find out where the Scion is then?
Yes. All in good time. Party first.
Did you wish me to organize a party?
Just find the best one in town the best symposium in town you can find.
Indeed, I will find you one.
It's got to be the best.
Okay. Well, I do. Randall, I do actually have a status skill. I thought it might be useful, but I'll try to find out the best parties in town.
Yeah, there are several of them. You need to be invited to one of the symposiums, right?
Yes.
You're taking five people with you this time around. Yep. So you will have to, go through
four people and
a couple of slaves.
Two hired hands, so to speak.
Someone is not going to make it to the end of this scenario. and not by my hand.
Who will kill him first?
Okay, so, yeah, at some point you kind of get a reply to a symposium, and it's going to happen the next couple of days. And sure, you're welcome to take friends with you.
Yeah, I'll reply back to say thank you and let them know the numbers and that we would be, it would be an honor to come. And I'll let my new friends know. I have got us to a symposium, so it is regarded as one of the best in Delphi.
Great. I will tell them all of the things that the Oracle said except for the one about not looking for the Scion, because obviously if they're looking for the Scion... You see what I'm going at here? Like telling someone not to think about pink elephants.
Oh, yeah, and you start thinking about pink elephants.
Yeah. Genius. Sheer genius.
Great. Now J. Edgar Hoover is going to come and kill us all.
Okay, so the invitation you got is for a symposium that is going to be held at the home of Valius of Hikale. Let me see it here, because I'm not completely sure.
Valius of Hikale. Yeah.
Hikale, yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You know the man, Aulus. Yep. He's kind of jovial, and he's always been friendly. So you're not surprised that he has allowing you to take friends with you to the symposium. You know that he owns several vineyards, and they produce outstanding wines. One of the main reasons he hails these symposiums is to get customers from abroad, you know, and export, yeah, you know, export his wine across the empire. He's exceedingly wealthy, and you have been a couple of symposiums before. And you know that after he drinks a little bit, he kind of becomes philosophical. So you have some talks to the guy, you know, with the guy before.
Yep.
He actually has a very high reputation as one of the best symposiarchs in Delphi. And usually holds one of these at least once or twice per month. A couple of days pass, you're still in the villa. Enjoying, you know, the last couple of days you have before going to the symposium. Is there anything else you guys want to do in particular? No? Okay. So the time of the symposium comes. Aulus, you can take them to the place. Yeah, you know where it is. You arrive to Valius Villa. His home is beautifully decorated. And as soon as you make eye contact with him, he goes, "Aulus, welcome, my friend. Welcome back, you and your friends." And he approaches you and give you a big hug.
Yeah, Valius, it's good to see you again. These are my friend Decimus and Solus and Arius. And
Blessings.
And their guard.
Flamma and Decimus.
And Decimus is one of the guards, sorry. Yeah.
I didn't hear that, so.
I like to think that every time I insult Flamma, like, Randall just replaces one of the results on the insanity table with homicidal mania for Flamma and Flamma alone.
Oh, don't worry. There's not going to be any insanity required for.
Yeah, Valius goes around hugging every single one of you and welcoming you to his place. Please go ahead, enjoy the party, enjoy the woman, and, you know, whatever you want. Enjoy the entertainment. My house is your house.
That kind of
my person? Wine is your wine. Feel free to drink as much as you want.
That's all I need to hear. Thank you.
And yeah, he starts talking to you, Aulus, about the some people you brought the last time. He's telling you that, you know, I made great business with this friend of yours you brought the last time, and I've been shipping carriages of wine, you know, back to Athens. It's been great. Go ahead and feel free to enjoy it. I'll be
thank you very
back
much.
To you in a few minutes.
Well, I can tell you that a couple of my friends here have connection back to Rome as well. So
will be excellent.
Yes. But no, as always, your spread is magnificent, Valius. You have outdone yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. I couldn't have done it without the help of that man. He kind of points to a man that is kind of talking to some people. He's giving you his back right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him, you know, he's very jovial as well, talking to people, and people is laughing around him. But then I need to go, so just stay here. And we'll talk in a while, okay?
Most definitely. I might go and introduce myself to the man who you've just pointed out. But I'll speak to you soon.
Very good. For all of you, the symposium takes place in a very spacious room, holds about 10 couches, sitting up you know, to 30 people comfortably. There's some dancing going on the main floor. You can see some girls doing theatrical dance, and people is sitting around enjoying food and drinking some wine, sitting or lying on the couches, you know, along or in the company of women and men. What are your plans? Are you going around, or are you gonna plan to stay together?
I would presume Decimus and I are waiting outside.
You're invited. You're invited to the party. Oh. So you, yeah.
Well,
you,
then
you,
it is up to Detetus Maximus whether Decimus and I are waiting outside or.
Come and have some wine. I'm in such a good mood after this, you know, lovely break that I've had at this resort. You know, I'm party. Everyone, drink. Good.
I mean, my next protocol would be to go and have introduce myself to the gentleman that was just pointed out to me.
Okay.
But definitely picking up some wine on the way through and some food.
Guy who's almost certainly not Terrace.
on the way there, you're distracted by some people, you know, talking to you and greeting you. And they start talking about business with you and...
Yep.
And you know, that's
for maybe
much...
about a week, say.
And in the meantime, everyone goes quiet, and a trio of musicians start playing. And again, everyone is paying attention to the musicians, and actually, you see that a couple of singers kind of join the trio and start singing. They have these beautiful voices. The rest of you feel really relaxed at this place. It's like you are not used to it. You're even in Rome, you have never experienced this kind of parties and company that you have here in Delphi. So at some point, Aulus, you get a chance to go to this man. You go and talk to him. Okay.
Sorry, you go.
Yeah, you have seen this man before. His name is Andreas.
See, I told you, definitely wasn't Terrace.
And he's kind of the guy that is in charge of making sure that everyone at the party is having fun, basically.
Or else.
He actually works here. You know that he's not... He works for values. He's not... he's not another party assistant or, you know. He needs to make sure that everyone is comfortable, everyone is having fun. You have seen him before, and but you have never talked to him before. Oh, hi, says to you, Aulus.
Hello there. Sorry, what was the name again? Sorry, I forgot to write it down.
Andreas.
Andreas. Mm-hmm. Andreas. It's nice to finally meet you.
I haven't had the pleasure before.
Yeah, you have outdone yourself once more with the party.
Yeah, I think I've been doing a good job here. Balius is a good man. He pays me well. So I just kind of enjoy, relax myself, and things kind of work out that well, pretty well. He's kind of... he's tall, he's handsome, you know, he's got thick, curly hair, and he has a fancy beard.
A beard, yeah. Okay.
Fancy bird. Beard. Yeah. He's a parrot. He's a parrot.
Not a bear, a beard, yeah.
Are there any interesting people I should know about in this party that may be interested for business? Sorry.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there are a couple of merchants just came from Athens, so maybe we can go and talk to him. I mean, talk to them.
Indeed. Yeah, any other Romans? Or?
No one from Rome that I can tell. Are you coming alone?
Yeah, I'll come along. Yep.
No. Oh. I mean, he's asking you, are you coming alone to the party or?
Oh, no, I have my friends just over to the other side, and I'll point over to where the rest of the people are, unless they're following me around.
Oh, let's go to them and let's make sure that they're enjoying him, see if they have anything they need, and then we'll go and talk to the.
Indeed, I'll lead him over and introduce him to Detetus and Solus at first.
Solus is busy availing himself of all the vice available.
I think Solus seems to be really enjoying himself today.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's the main purpose of this party. So let's go to your friends. Other friends.
Yep. Detetus. So
hello. Yes.
Detetus, you're with Flamma and Decimus. And as soon as you see Aulus coming with a man, you get that kind of shiver in your bones, because this man that Aulus is coming with is the man that introduced to you as Taras on that
dun,
team.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, and I don't recognize him when I see him. Since I saw
Taras.
Yes, you do recognize him as well.
I say out loud.
Taras. This is Andreas.
You notice that Andreas or Taras starts looking around to see if someone heard you. Please, I don't go by that name here. Please call me Andreas, okay? And maybe we can talk about Taras later.
Yes. That sounds like a good idea. We have much to discuss about your father.
Indeed.
Okay, make an insight roll.
All of us?
Yeah, all of you.
Yep, I make it.
09.
All of you, but Solus, who is talking to a pretty lady on the other side of the room.
My first roll of the night is 09.
Yes, I'm busy.
Yeah, he looks very surprised and nervous. He actually gets closer to you and says, yes, I'm the same Taras. But again, please don't call me that name. Everyone knows me here as Andreas, okay?
Maybe.
Who are you? How did you find me? Hold on. He raises his hand. Let's do not talk about this right now, okay? Let's have a meeting tomorrow. I need to take care of this party. This is my job. I am a slave to Balius, okay?
A slave?
Yes.
Mm.
How did that happen?
Long story, but I will tell you tomorrow.
I will organize for Balius to send you across to Orpidius's business so that we can have a discussion with you tomorrow. How about that?
Sounds perfect. Yeah, let's do that. Tomorrow at dusk, anywhere in Delphi you like. Given if you talk to Balius, he's not gonna complain about me leaving.
Okay.
We'll organize some out of the way place that we can have a discussion.
Right. Why didn't we do it at Elpidius's?
Oh, Elpidius's room. Yeah.
We're still staying with him, aren't we? So.
Yeah.
Oh, Aulus, they're staying with you. Very good. I'll meet with you at the villa tomorrow at dusk. I apologize, but I really need to take care of this party. Balius is a good benefactor. I don't want to offend him anyway. Okay?
Okay.
Indeed. We shall see you tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I'm curious how did you find me? How do you know about this?
Well, I think we have many questions for both of us, so it's good to finally meet you, even though I feel like we've already met.
Already met? All right.
A long story, like you say.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and meet tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
He then pats Aulus on the back and goes back to other people.
As soon as he walks away, I'm going to say something to one of the characters, but go ahead with the details. So,
no, he actually, you see him that he kind of starts talking to other people. He, at any point during the rest of the night, will stop eyeing you. He will talk to people and look at you from the distance and then continue with whatever he's doing.
So I'll say something to Dedidus, but I'll have my back turned to this man so he can't, in case he reads lips. And I'll say, Dedidus, if all else fails, you are a man of means, and you could buy this slave, for he is a slave now.
Yes. I will buy like a dozen bottles of wine from Balius after I get sufficiently drunk to be able to spend money like that.
That could solve the problem.
Options open if you're not satisfied with the meeting tomorrow.
I'll go to Balius at some point and ask him where he finds such competent slaves and how much such slaves would be worth in today's market.
Okay. I will say we can finish the session today here at this point.
Good.
And we'll meet next Sunday continuing, you know, after this point.
Okay.
Okay then.
Very good. Sounds guys.
Good. Thank you.
So I will send you an email with all the details of what you have learned from the Pythia today, okay?
Okay, and thanks. The
map. And it's nice to meet you all.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Gary.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.